we have a family in our church who came here through a miraculous series of events as refugees from Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, the oldest daughter is now finishing up her master's in, you know, something to do with social work, and she'll do some kind of ministry. But I remember when she was a senior in high school, you know, we had a long trip together, and I, you know, just asked her a lot of questions. I said, well, tell me about your youth group back when you were, you know, a refugee in Kenya.
Oh.
And she said, well, our youth group, we had this thing called night prayers every Saturday night. And I said, okay, tell me about how night prayers work. She said, well, we'd get together about 9 o'clock at night, and we would pray. There'd be tea and coffee and tea and cookies, and so they'd pray for a little while and have testimonies for a little while, and then they'd sing for a little while, and then they'd take a break, and then they'd pray for a little while. So all night long, every week,
they didn't sleep?
Right. Oh, yeah, it was like a lock-in every Friday night. I mean, every Saturday night before church. They know she laughed about how tired they were when they got to church, but there was, you know, there was clearly this sense of how can we imagine being Christian without being deeply invested in prayer or deeply invested in hearing God's word together. Feels like a really, you know, I mean, to them, of course, it just felt this is kind of normal stuff. And to, you know, of course, in our culture, it feels like craziness. But,
that's pretty interesting. So after she told you that story, did you start doing anything different in your youth group?
We did, you know, of course it was crazy, but I said, hey, we're going to do some night prayers. So, yeah, so several times we did night prayers on a Saturday night or a Friday night, and kids would come in from their football games, and, you know, we'd spend the night together at my house, 10 or 15 kids, and so we'd pray, and, you know, and we'd somebody have a guitar and a djembe, and sing for a little while, and...
And then did that lead to anything else? What did you notice once kids started doing that?
Well, you know, it's... Those sorts of things are so often so imperceptible.
Mm-hmm.
Because what it changes is it changes something inside the kid in terms of their orientation, which doesn't often elicit more organized events that are measurable.
Mm-hmm.
It really tends to elicit a different stance toward life, so a stance toward ministry, and a number of those kids are, you know, doing ministry now, and I don't know that I can draw a one-to-one correlation between that event and what they were doing.